Today marks the 20th anniversary of Vladimir Putin's hold on power in Russia, a generation now that is known only Putin. Coincidentally, Moscow is in political crisis, protests, mass arrests, a police crackdown, not because of President Putin, at least not directly. It's happening because of local city elections. Scores of opposition candidates were barred from running for local office by the Moscow Election Commission. When I was on assignment in Russia back in May, I spoke with one of the candidates who's now being denied the right to run for office. Her name is Lyubov Sobol, and she has now emerged as one of the leaders of this protest movement. Reporter Charles Maines has been following the story closely and joins us from Moscow. You were actually translating for me, Charles, when I met Lyubov Sobol in May, but a lot has changed since then. What have the last 3 weeks been like for her?
Well, you know, as you noted, she was blocked from the race. This was by the election commission here over what they say were fake signatures. Now, the catch, it wasn't just Sobol that was blocked. It was every independent candidate. We've had protests the last 2 weekends in a row. Crowds were out in significant numbers, but maybe more notable for the fact that there were mass arrests. We had 2,400 arrests over the last 2 weeks. Ms. Sobol is actually on a hunger strike right now. She's been arrested twice herself. Her colleagues are in jail. So, yeah, it's been quite the last few weeks for Ms. Sobol and for Moscow in general.
Yeah, somewhat extraordinary developments. And just today, Charles, you had a chance to speak with Sobol during a press conference. What did she have to say?
Well, she was there to unveil a list of demands. She's asking for access to the ballot, of course. She's also asking for freedom for those who've been imprisoned on what they say are politically motivated charges. But, you know, you get the sense that she knows this is about more than just the city government elections. And I asked her, well, why the heavy response? And her answer, you know, they want to scare people into staying at home. And let's listen to what she has to say. So she's saying here that authorities want to dampen down the protest, but their approach out of habit is to use the security forces. So they're trying to scare people from coming out, but in fact, people are going out in the street not because they want to, but because they have to express their rights and defend them.
One of the big questions is, why are these protests so big and why are authorities reacting so violently to, you know, local city election protests?
Yeah, it's really the big mystery here. It's summertime in Moscow. Basically, everyone's out at their dachas, at their summer cottages, or traveling. No one was really paying attention to these city elections. And yet, suddenly, they become kind of the center of everything. You know, I talked to Sobol about this, and she has her own theory that she shared today. And let's listen to that. So Sobol's take is that the authorities are just afraid of destroying this myth that the opposition has no support among the population. So if they score an election victory, that somehow crashes down this idea that just 1 or 2% of the population are interested in what they have to say. And that's something that's being pushed through state media here as well.
So as we look ahead to this weekend, there's another protest scheduled for tomorrow. What should we expect? Because I've seen some Russian celebrities have been speaking out, something they don't usually do.
Yeah, again, I mean, we see what started off as a discussion about letting candidates on to a local race sort of spiral into this big political crisis. We've got some very high-profile Russian celebrities and kind of tastemakers coming out. You know, the general message seems to be that even if you don't support these candidates, you can't stand by while the police are beating and imprisoning your people.
And how have Moscow city officials reacted to all of this?
Well, it's a mix. It's a mix of fear and distractions, really. They've used scare tactics. There's selective repressions. We've seen a handful of these criminal cases that are grinding into the courts now. But in terms of the distractions, the city mayor has managed to pull together these big music food festivals out of thin air the last couple of weeks. They've announced another one for this weekend that's called Meat and Beat.
Meat, like not M-E-E-T, M-E-A-T?
That's the problem. It's designed to distract from the meeting M-E-E-T and M-E-A-T. So it's another food festival called Meat and Beat. So between trying to keep people off the street by scaring them with the possibilities of fine or imprisonment, and then having these other events to kind of attract them into the parks, they're trying to keep people away from these events altogether.
I mean, it does feel really local, partly because neither Putin nor the Kremlin have commented on the protests. What would you say is the connection between these protests and Putin?
Well, again, I mean, they started off what seemed to be such a small issue, trying to get access to the ballot. And yet suddenly it seems to be about what rights do people have in Russia? Do you have the right, the freedom to assembly? Do you have the right to choose your candidates? And I think for some people, it was pulling back the curtain on what the limits of political freedoms are in Russia today. So in that sense, it does concern Putin. And it's also reminiscent of a crackdown in 2012. The difference is that people don't seem quite as intimidated today, at least not yet.
Reporter Charles Maines in Moscow, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Marco.